into the lands of the British Mandate. In 1947, the British delegated the issue of partitioning the British Mandate to the United Nations, and the UN General Assembly set up the Special Committee on Palestine, UNSCOP. UNSCOP eventually came up with what is now known as the UN Partition Plan of 1947. The partition plan carved up two strange-looking states, but their motive was to create an Israel in which the Jewish population was a 55% majority, while Palestine had an over 90% Palestinian Arab majority. Meanwhile, the city of Jerusalem would be administered internationally due to the sensitive religious concerns of Muslims, Christians, and Jews. In addition to several Christian holy spots, Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque is the third holiest site in Islam, and it is situated right next to the Western Wall, the Jews' holiest remaining site. The proposed plan was accepted by the Jewish Agency, which represented the leaders of the Jewish community in Palestine. However, it was rejected by Palestinian leaders in the Mandate, and it was also rejected by the newly formed Arab League, a confederation of Middle Eastern Arab states led by Egypt, Lebanon, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Yemen. Although the partitioned state of Israel would have had a Jewish majority, the remainder of the British Mandate after the partition of Jordan had a population that was about 67% Palestinian, so they viewed the plan as being unfairly advantageous to the Jews. The British were still in control of the Mandate, and they accepted the UN Partition Plan, but they had no interest in attempting to enforce the partition of the two states, especially not over the objections of one side, after British forces had already been subjected to violence by Jewish groups. And without the British, there was no way for the United Nations to enforce the partition. Therefore, in September 1947, the British announced that they would be wiping their hands clean of the entire mandate on May 14, 1948. On May 14, 1948, the British mandate officially expired. That same day, the Jewish National Council issued the Declaration of the Establishment of the State of Israel. About 10 minutes later, President Truman officially recognized the State of Israel, and the Soviet Union also quickly recognized Israel. However, the Palestinians and the Arab League did not recognize the new state, and the very next day, armies from Egypt, Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq invaded the former British mandate to squelch Israel, while Saudi Arabia assisted the Arab armies. Jordan would also get involved in the war, fighting the Israelis around Jerusalem. Initially, the Arab armies numbered over 20,000 soldiers, but the Zionist militia groups, like Lehi, Irgun, and Haganah, made it possible for Israel to quickly assemble the Israeli Defense Forces, still known today simply as the IDF. By the end of 1948, the Israelis had over 60,000 soldiers, and the Arab armies numbered over 50,000. In early 1949, Israel began signing armistices with Egypt, Jordan, and Syria, which left Israel in control of 75% of the lands that were to be partitioned into the two states under the 1947 plan. Jordan now occupied Judea and Samaria, which later became known as the West Bank due to its position on the western bank of the Jordan River. Jordan also occupied three-quarters of Jerusalem, with the Israelis controlling only about a quarter in the western part of the city. To the west, Egypt occupied the Gaza Strip. The new armistice lines became known as the Green Line, and the conflict has continued to involve those lines and the issues that were contested in a war now nearly 70 years old. The partition of the British Mandate of Palestine, the history and legacy of the United Nations Partition Plan, and the creation of the State of Israel analyzes the profound impact the decisions had on the region as a whole. Palestine before the Mandate. The word Palestine derives from the term Peleshet, which entered the English translation of the Bible through a variety of interpretations, as Philistine. The original name came into usage in the 13th century BCE to describe a migratory people of Aegean origin, neither Arabic nor Semitic, who settled the southern coast of the land of Canaan. There they established five independent city-states on a narrow littoral of land known as Philistia, which the Greeks and the Romans knew as Palestina. In the 1st century CE, the Romans crushed the independent kingdom of Judea and subjugated its population. After the failed Jewish rebellion of Bar Kokhba in the 2nd century,